Half of the chamber as the House prepares for its session. Thank you.
Can you get House will come to order. Members will please take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. Sergeant of Arms will close and lock the doors. Members and visitors, please silence all cell phones. The prayer today will be offered by Representative Kelly Alexander. Members and the visitors in the gallery, please, will you please stand for our prayer? Representative Alexander.
Let us pray. Lord, as we come together to deliberate on North Carolina's business, give us the ability to discern your will in all that we do. Lift us up, O Lord, where we belong, above partisan bickering, above ideological posturing. Lift us up where eagles fly, where statesmen and stateswomen gather. Lift us up where the interest of North Carolina is paramount. Lift us up on mountains high, far from the world we know, up where the clear winds blow. Lord, lift us up. Amen.
Thank you, Representative Alexander. Representative LaRocque is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for Wednesday, June 6th, has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative LaRocque moves the journal for June 6th to be approved as written. All those in favor will say aye. All those in favor will say aye. All those opposed will say no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Petitions, memorials, or papers addressed to the General Assembly of the House. Ratification of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bills due to ratify for presentation. Governor House Bill 493, enactment into law, straight delay law, and establishing process after filing an affidavit with clerk court, county in which a residential dwelling unit is located. House Bill 589, act to amend laws relating to domestic violence protective orders as recommended North Carolina Bar Association when a child is enrolled in an early college program. House Bill 637, an act to amend the laws applicable to adoptions recommended by the North Carolina Bar Association. House Bill 660, an act allowing a respondent in action for civil no contact orders to serve by means of and service in person by sheriff. House Bill 673, an act to provide individuals engaged in a pattern of street gang activity subject to injunctions and uses pursuant to Chapter 19 of General Sanctions. House Bill 707, an act to eliminate obsolete register of deeds provision, law governing persons holding the power to direct trustees, trust directors, and direct trustees and other fiduciaries to authorize the revisor statutes to print official comments that Trust Code, House Bill 843, an act to modernize North Carolina Emergency Management Act and related statutes, and the following bill and resolution to ratify property law presented to the Office of Secretary of State, House Bill 437, an act holding the Unicorn County Board of Commissioners accountable for the work of the airport authority appointed by commissioners or receiving county funds, House Joint Resolution 1034, Joint Resolution to confirm the appointment of Tamara Nance to the North Carolina Industrial Commission.
House Bill 843 will be sent to the governor by special message. What purpose does Representative Lord rise? Representative Roach recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to be recognized for a series of motions.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move that House Bill 1200, Winston-Salem Firefighters Retirement, be removed from the Committee on Government and re-referred to Committee on State Personnel.
So ordered.
Senate Bill 798, Various Emergency Management Changes. Move that it be removed from today's calendar and placed on the calendar for Tuesday, June 12th.
Without objection, so ordered.
House Bill 956, Zoning Johnston County Open Space, be removed from calendar 36B and placed on the calendar today for immediate consideration.
Without objection, so ordered.
And Senate Bill 830, Iredell Register of Deeds Satellite Office, be removed from Committee on Government and placed on the calendar for Monday, June 11th.
Without objection, so ordered.
Mr. Chairman.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Orange, Representative Hackney, rise?
To inquire.
Representative Hackney. House will come to order. Representative Hackney has the floor.
It appears that the chair of the Rules Committee placed something on today's calendar, and he was going so fast that most of us didn't understand it. And I wanted to inquire as to whether he'd let us know.
Representative LaRoque has the floor to explain Representative Hackney's question.
Sure, Representative Hackney. It's House Bill 956, a local bill zoning Johnston County open space.
Thank you.
What purpose the gentleman from Jackson, Representative Harris?
To ask the Representative LaRoque another question.
I yield.
He yields.
You removed something from today's calendar. Likewise, I didn't get the number.
That was Senate Bill 798, Various Emergency Management Changes.
Okay, 798. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
For what purpose, gentlemen from Mecklenburg, Representative Alexander Rice? For what purpose, the gentleman from Wake, Representative Stan Rice?
To make a motion with respect to the calendar and explain it.
Gentleman has the floor for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, with respect to Senate Bill 416, Amend Racial Justice Act, I move that it be removed from calendaring pursuant to Rule 36B and re-referred to Judiciary Subcommittee B. And I'd like to explain it.
The gentleman has the floor to explain his motion.
This relates to the death penalty, so if you're interested in this, please. I'm also giving notice that subcommittee will meet Monday at 5 o'clock to consider a PCS. If it passes, it would be our intent to have it on the calendar Monday night. And I will see that the proposed committee substitute is emailed to every member of the House before the weekend. That is, before close of business Friday.
Without objection, so ordered. Members, the less we have to call you to order, the quicker you can go home. So on behalf of the House, we wish to extend the courtesies of the gallery and thanks for her work here today to Dr. Susan Letvick from Burlington, North Carolina, who is our doctor and nurse for the day. Thank you very much for your service. Members, on behalf of the upon motion of Representative Larry Bell from Duplin and Wayne Counties, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to the Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity. Please rise and welcome to the North Carolina House of Representatives. And upon motion from Representative Hager, we wish to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Christy Baer, who's in the gallery, from Rutherfordton, North Carolina, a town council member who's here picking up her son, Christian, who is paging today. Please rise and welcome to the House of Representatives. Reports of standing committee and permanent subcommittees. Clerk will read.
Representative Moore Cleveland, Judiciary Subcommittee C, House Resolution 1191, a House resolution specifically disapproving Executive Order Number 85 issued March 25th, 2011 under provision of North Carolina Constitution granting either House of the General Assembly to do so as the General Assembly has accomplished administrative reorganization by legislation with approval of Standing Committee Chair Representative Daugherty, recommendation that it be adopted.
Counter. Representative Howard Falwell, Setzer and Starnes, Finance. Clerk will read.
Representatives Howard Falwell, Setzer, and Starnes, Chairs of the Committee on Finance, House Bill 991, a bill to be entitled an act focused on the effective date of changes made to the Jackson County occupancy tax during the 2011 regular session of the General Assembly. Favorable report.
Counter.
House Bill 1087, a bill to be entitled an act to authorize the town of Fontana Dam to levy an occupancy tax. Favorable report.
Counter. Representatives Langdon and Sager, Committee on Agriculture. Clerk will read.
Representative Langdon and Sager, Chairs of the Committee on Agriculture, House Bill 1093, a bill to be entitled an act to provide regulatory relief for farmers by designating that an additional representative of the agriculture shall be included among the General Assembly's appointments through the Environmental Management Commission by requiring that notice be given to the Board of Agriculture when a proposed rule would directly affect agriculture and by clarifying that the power to issue civil penalties conferred by the statute on the Commission of Board of Agriculture, Pesticide Board, or Structural Pest Control Committee includes the power for these bodies to determine the non-monetary sanctions, education, or training insufficient to address violation of the rule of statutes recommended by the House Select Committee on Agricultural Regulations. Favorable report as the committee substitute bill, unfavorable is to the original bill.
Counter, committee substitute, unfavorable to the original bill. Introduction to bills and resolutions. Clerk will read.
Representative Dollar, Crawford, and Gillespie, House Resolution 1222, North Carolina Symphony's 80th Anniversary.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House. Message of the Senate.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill 826, a bill to entitle an act to make technical, clarifying, and administrative changes to the tax and related laws.
Calendar. House will come to order. Senate Bill 799, Clerk will read.
Senate Bill 799, a bill to be entitled an act to remedy infirmities found by federal court in local act relating to election of Board of Commissioners of Guilford County, General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Representative Bluss has the floor to explain the bill.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to make a motion regarding today's calendar.
The gentleman has the floor.
I move that Senate Bill 799, Repair Guilford Local Act, be removed from today's calendar and be recalendared for Monday, June 11th.
Without objection? So ordered. What purpose the lady from Guilford, Representative Harrison Rice?
I was going to speak to the bill, but I'll wait till Monday. Thank you.
Yeah. We're on page 2 of calendars. House Bill 1035, third reading, the clerk will read.
Committee substitute for House Bill 1035, a bill to be entitled an act to authorize the continued issuance of special license plates with union plate background designs as recommended by Joint Legislative Transportation Oversight Committee to correct the American Red Cross special plate authorization. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
For what purpose is the lady from Cabarrus, Representative Johnson, rise. Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question before the House is House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1035 on its third reading. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 107 having voted in favor, not against. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1035 has passed its third reading, will be sent to the Senate by special message. House Bill 1021, the clerk will read.
Committee Substitute for House Bill 1021, a bill to be entitled an act to clarify certain provisions of the Justice Reinvestment Act. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Representative Stamm has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. You may remember yesterday I put on your desk the committee summary, and I'm sure you took it home and did your homework last night. I didn't either. But this is not exactly a technical bill, but a clarifying bill that passed unanimously from Judiciary Subcommittee B. You may remember that last year, Representative David Geis and I believe Representative Bordson were sponsors of the Justice Reinvestment Act that was about 30 pages long that totally changed the way we do probation and somewhat in sentencing as well. Well, now former Representative Geis, well, he's a mountain man and he wanted to be a chief. So now he's the chief of the section that oversees this. And he came up with a few clarifications that I don't believe are controversial. I'll just explain the first one. The second ones are more technical, and actually Representative Engel knows more about them than I do. But, for example, if you remember, there was a quick dip possible for probationers, and it required a signature of a probation officer and a supervisor. Well, in some rural counties, you just can't find the supervisor. You know, it might be three counties away. So what this does, it still requires two signatures, but the chief, they get to the set of policy that will say who the second signature will have to be. So that's the kind of thing this bill is. If you have questions, that'd be fine, but if not, I ask you just to vote for it.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill, House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1021 on second reading. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 108 having voted in favor, none against. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1021 has passed the second reading. And we'll be read a third time.
General Senator of North Carolina, next.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1021 on its third reading. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed will say no. The ayes have it. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1021 is passed its third reading and will be sent to the Senate by special message. Members, upon motion of Representative Craig Horn from Union County, the chair is happy to extend courtesies of the gallery to Dean Arp, member-elect from House District 69, and his wife, Mrs. Arp. Please stand and welcome to the House of Representatives. House Bill 956, the clerk will read.
Committee substitute for House Bill 956, a bill to entitle an act relating to the use of open space funds for Johnston County. General Assembly of North Carolina, next.
Representative Daughtry is recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill was requested by the County Commission of Johnston County. Our delegation has met and we're all in favor of it. And what happens, what it does is, presently there is an ordinance that says if you are a developer of a subdivision, you have to leave so much open space when you develop a subdivision. And if you don't want to leave the open space, you pay a fee in lieu of that. And that fee is used to buy open space lands if a developer chooses not to do that. This bill would simply allow the county to, if they get open space land, to use it for recreation or park purposes as well as open space purposes. Thank you. Urge your support.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Committee Substitute for House Bill 956 on its second reading. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 105 having voted in favor, 1 against. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 956 has passed the second reading. And with that, Without objection, will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Committee Substitute for House Bill 956 on its third reading. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed will say no. The ayes have it. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 956 has passed its third reading and will be sent to the Senate by special message. Pages, if you will please make your way forward so that we can properly thank you for your service. For what purpose does the gentleman from Orange, Representative Hackney, rise?
For an announcement.
Pages, if you'll make your way forward so that we can thank you. The gentleman has the floor for announcement.
Democrats will caucus 6 p.m. on Monday.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Wake, Representative Stam, rise?
Make an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor.
Republicans will caucus a caucus at 6 p.m. on Monday in room 1228.
Further notice and announcements. Pages, we want to, for what purpose does the gentleman from Forsyth, Representative McGee, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, for an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor.
This coming Wednesday, we will have Brims and Bows Days again during this short session. And again, I will have plenty of bows to supply for those who wish to wear one. And I would like to say, I want to dedicate this to Jerry Dockham, Representative Dockham from Davidson County. He was one of the first persons to fall over into our bow tie and bow wearing gentleman once he had one put on him during the first bow tie day that I was here. Thank you.
What purpose is the gentleman from Buncombe, Representative Moffitt, rise?
For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On behalf of myself and Representative Michael Ray, we'd like to invite all of the members of the Sportsman's Caucus or those that are interested in joining to the House and Senate clay shooting rematch and brim tournament. That's coming up Tuesday, June 12th, Drake's Landing in Fouquay's Arena.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Rutherford, Representative Hager, rise?
For announcement, Speaker.
The gentleman has the floor for announcement.
Freshmen, Republican freshmen will caucus Monday evening. I will look for your email. I'll send you location and time.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Jackson, Representative Hare, rise?
Make an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor.
Since he's not here today, as Representative McGee said, this is Bows and Brim Day coming up next Wednesday, the 13th. But since he's not here to announce, Representative Adams always brings some extra brims for the ladies. So if you don't have a brim hat, I'm sure that Representative Adams would love to share it with you, as well as Representative McGee and I share bow ties. We even give instructions free, don't we? All right, see, so it's we're not trying to make any money on it, but thank you, and we hope you all will participate.
What purpose, gentleman from Gaston, Representative Current, rise?
Speaker, I wanted a moment of personal privilege, but could I do that after you? I don't want these pages to have to stand up and listen to me bloviate for. So I'd like to be recognized after you do that, if that's okay.
Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose, gentleman from Wake, Representative Martin, rise?
To see if the rest of the body could be excused from listening to Representative Current bloviate.
Noted. Representative Current, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and fellow members of the House. I haven't had a whole lot to say the last few years. I knew more when I first came down here than I know now. But I am concerned about the fact that you may have an interpretation of Gaston and Gastonia based on your appreciation of Torbett or Hastings or myself. And I just want to stand up and make a few statements about Gaston and really brag a little bit. We all are happy, I'm sure, to know that President Friday is recuperating, and he's, I don't have to tell you what a fine contribution Gaston County made when they gave Bill Friday to North Carolina. Another gentleman named Thomas Sowell, who you may read occasionally, spent his first 9 years in Gaston, Charlotte area, and he went to Harvard and to Columbia and to Chicago. He came out a confirmed Marxist, but he went to work for the government and ended up being probably the most conservative think tank man in America. Another gentleman I want to mention is John Roseman. He's a psychologist that started out in Gastonia, still lives there. And he tells you how to raise your children and how to tells you how you wives can put up with your husbands that don't do what you tell them to do. And another gentleman I wanted to mention was that really drew my attention to this was James Worthy, who played a little basketball. And he now has a foundation, and he's doing extremely good work. And he was a keynote speaker recently at the program dedicated to try to prevent teenage pregnancy. And I understand his subject was fathers, family, and role models. Another young man that played him against him in high school was a gentleman named Eric Sleepy Floyd, who played at Georgetown. And perhaps you older folks can remember that they played each other in the college championship game. Interestingly, they had played each other in high school. James' team had beaten Sleepy's team twice, and they met in the state high school championship. And when that wasn't fixed so two schools from the same town could compete, Sleepy Floyd managed to beat Worthy for the high school championship. And then we've had a little baseball over here at Chapel Hill. Carolina, I think, didn't do too well, but the name of that stadium is Bryson Boshammer Stadium. Kerry Boshammer was a textile executive from Gastonia in the early 70s, gave enough money to see that stadium built. Vaughn Bryson was a baseball player from Gastonia, raised in very meager circumstances, got a scholarship to Carolina to play baseball, went to pharmacy school, ended up being CEO of Eli Lilly. And he decided that as North Carolina began to play a little decent baseball, he decided it needed a little freshening up over there, so it's now called Bryson Field at Boshammer Stadium. Lastly, I wanted, and what got my attention on this thing, I was asked to give, on behalf of the governor, Longleaf Pine, to two coaches that came from Gastonia. And one of them's name is Dave Robbins, who started out coaching in Virginia, ended up going to an all-black school, Virginia. I knew Cleveland was going to get upset, but I may have to request another time, and I'm going to finish this.
The gentleman has a minute.
Thank you. He coached at Virginia Union, and it had a little consternation that he was a white guy coaching at an all-black conference. But after he left with over 700 victories, they put him in the Hall of Fame and so forth. Dave Robbins was raised two blocks from where I live, and I was off in the Navy, and I never knew him, but played golf with his daddy. But he's to be inducted in the Basketball Hall of Fame in November. And the guy I also wanted to mention was a coach named Hamilton, who coaches at Florida State. Now, all of us that support UNC, Duke, Wake Forest, and State know that he gave us a lesson in basketball. But he said in his remarks at this event that was held in Gastonia recently, in his speech, he apologized for that. But he said, I want to leave you with one thing. Just get used to it. Thank you very much.
Representative Current, thank you, and thank you for your service to the General Assembly on behalf of Gaston County, sir. Pages, we thank you for your service to us this week. I hope it's been an interesting experience for you. We know that some of you have made sacrifices to be out of school, and some of you are already out of school and have made sacrifices. We thank you for your service. We hope that you'll come back to Raleigh and learn more about your government going forward. Thank you very much. Members, earlier on messages from the Senate on Senate Bill 826, incorrectly said calendar, that referral is to finance. What purpose does the gentleman from Sampson, Representative Bell, rise?
Moment of personal privilege.
The gentleman has up to 3 minutes for a moment of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the House. I guess some of you saw some men walking around with some black suits and gold ties. They were members of the Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity, which we recognized earlier. In the House and Senate, you have Senator Dan Blue, Representative Garland Pierce, Representative Larry Womble, and I, who are proud members of that fraternity. Hopefully, you have talked with them today as they wandered around to your offices. They had four things on the agenda. One was continuing to fund student loans for North Carolina students and equity funding to our HBCUs. Number two, increase funding for pre-K through 12 and restore the funding for dropout prevention grants. The third thing was ensuring equality, diversity, and a balanced approach at staffing the executive management levels throughout the state government, including boards and commissions. And the last thing was to enforce compliance to Title VI and VII laws and end discriminatory practices. So on behalf of the Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity, I want to thank you.
Representative Hollow from Alexander County is recognized.
Point of personal privilege.
The gentleman has up 3 minutes for a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like you to please join me in congratulating my seatmate, Representative Efton Sager, on his 59th wedding anniversary today, and I believe his 39th birthday on Saturday.
Members, when we adjourn today, that adjournment will be seconded by Representative Dewey Hill, who's our last member on this floor, who's a World War II veteran. Representative LaRoche recognized.
Motion, Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman has the floor.
Move that House Bill 1114, NCEMPA/use of rate revenue, be removed from the Committee on Finance and calendared for Tuesday, June 12th.
Without objection? So ordered. What purpose the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Lucas, rise.
A point of personal privilege.
The gentleman has up 3 minutes for a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't help but marvel at all of the favorite sons that Dr. Current made reference to who come from Gastonia. And I'm sure that this was not an oversight and something he probably hadn't thought of, but there's another favorite son there. Who is a graduate of my alma mater, Federal State University, Darrell Armstrong, who is from Gastonia, who has played many, many years of professional basketball in the NBA and is now assistant coach for the world champion Dallas Mavericks.
Further notices and announcements. Representative Roach recognized.
Mr. Speaker, subject to ratification of bills, messages from the Senate, committee reports, conference reports, re-referral of bills and resolutions, and appointment of conferees, move the House do now adjourn to reconvene on Monday, June 11th at 7 p.m.
Representative Moore moves, seconded by Representative Hill, the House adjourns to reconvene on Monday, June 11th at 7 p.m. All those in favor will say aye. All those opposed will say no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
Reports to standing committees, permanent subcommittees. Representatives Engel and Brown recognized. Send forth committee report. Representatives Engel and Brown for the Committee on Government. House Bill 987, a bill to be entitled an act to allow persons who work in Wake County to be eligible for membership on the Board of Trustees of Wake Technical Community College. Favorable report. Calendar 36B. House Bill 988, a bill to be entitled an act to make changes to Averysboro Township Tourism Development Authorities. With a favorable report and recommendation bills, we refer to Committee on Finance. Bills, we refer to Committee on Finance. House Bill 1041, a bill to be entitled an act to exchange certain described tracts of land between the City of Archdale and the City of High Point. Favorable report and recommendation bill, be referred to Finance. Bills, referred to Finance. House Bill 1059, a bill to be entitled an act to allow the City of Asheboro to tow motor vehicles impeding the operation of downtown farmers market. Favorable report. Calendar 36B. House Bill 1071, a bill to be entitled an act to provide for the date for the organizational meeting of the Wake County Board of Education to be governed by general law. Favorable report. Calendar 36B. House Bill 1082, a bill to be entitled an act to allow Nag's Head to lease out property for a licensed nursing home for up to 40 years without treating it as a sale. Federal report and referred finance. Bills referred finance. House Bill 1086, bill to be entitled an act to exempt Clay County from certain statutory requirements in the renovation and restoration of its old courthouse building to be leased and or used for a multi-purpose facility. Favorable report. Calendar. House Bill 1009, a bill to be entitled an act to establish the remaining 9% of the common boundary between Alamance County and Orange County, not addressed by Session Law 2011-88. And is authorized by the General Assembly by Session Law 2010-61, enabling the changes in the historic Orange County, Alamance County boundary line as described in the 1849 survey establishing Alamance County. So report and we refer to the Committee on Finance. Bills referred to the Committee on Finance. It is 1090. House Bill 1107, a bill to be entitled an act to amending the Division of Alcoholic Beverage Control Profits in Granville County. Favorable and re-referred to finance. The bill is re-referred to finance. House Bill 1109, a bill to be entitled an 1108, a bill to be entitled an act to make modifications to the Butner Public Safety Authority. Favorable report. Calendar 36B. House Bill 1109, a bill to be entitled an act to protect the property rights of homeowners by requiring that development permits issued to repair or reconstruct single-family and duplex residential dwellings, etc., with a favorable report. Calendar 36B. House Bill 1110, a bill to be entitled an act to remove certain described properties from the corporate limits of the town of Matthews and annex in it to the town of Stallings, both at the request of the respective town governing boards. Federal report and referred to finance. Bills referred to finance. House Bill 1122, an act to validate certain levies and collection of fire district taxes in Martin County and to allow Martin County to abolish by resolution its Chapter 69 fire protection districts. Federal report and we refer to Committee on Finance. Bills we refer to Committee on Finance. House Bill 1131, a bill to be entitled an act to allow Carter County Board of Commissioners to redistrict its residency districts for the 2012 primary and general elections. Favorable report. Calendar 36B. House Bill 1133, a bill to be entitled an act to revise Pender County Commissioner districts. Favorable report. Calendar 36B. House Bill 1138, a bill to be entitled an act to permit the county of Davidson to utilize a design-build method of construction and renovation of county buildings. Federal report, Calendar 36B. House Bill 1169, a bill to be entitled an act removing certain described property from the corporate limits of the town of Burval with federal report and referred to Committee on Finance. Bills referred to Committee on Finance. House Bill 1196, a bill to be entitled an act to provide a process for conveying an interest in real property owned by Albemarle Mental Health Center to East Carolina Behavioral Health. Federal report. Recommendation bill referred to Committee on Finance. Bills referred to Committee on Finance. House Bill 1197, bill to be entitled an act to authorize Stokes County to require the payment of delinquent property taxes before recording deeds conveying property. Favorable report. Calendar 36B. House Bill 1202, a bill to be entitled an act to de-annex from the City of Roanoke Rapids a parcel previously annexed by a legislative annexation and amending the authorizing legislation for the Halifax Northampton Regional Airport Authority. Favorable report and recommendation. Bill be referred to Committee on Finance. Bills be referred to Committee on Finance. House Bill 1204. Bill be entitled an act authorizing Union County to construct law enforcement and human services facilities using design build delivery methods. Favorable reports. Committee substitute bill. Unfavorable is the original bill. Committee substitute bill. Calendar 36B. Original bill. Unfavorable calendar. House Bill 1205. An act to make it unlawful to go to certain posted property without go on to certain posted property without written permission. Favorable report. Calendar 36B. House Bill 1206. Bill to be entitled an act to make accurately to more accurately describe the corporate limits of the town of Butner. Favorable report, calendar 36B. House Bill 1207, a bill to be entitled an act to allow Granville County, Person County, the city of Creedmoor, the town of Butner, and the town of Stem to collect delinquent stormwater utilities fees in the same manner as delinquent personal real property taxes. With favorable report and recommendation, bill be referred to Committee on Finance. Bills be referred to Finance. House Bill 1208, an act authorizing Rockingham County to use fees for the use of disposal facilities provided by the county for public school and other county purposes by levying a surcharge on the fee. Favorable report and referred to Committee on Finance. Bills referred to Committee on Finance. 1209, House Bill, a bill to be entitled an act to authorize Rockingham County to make appropriations from a utility and public service enterprise fund without prejudice and recommendation. Bill be referred to Committee on Finance. Bills referred to Committee on Finance. House Bill 1212, an act as to the County of Chatham to broaden the exception of the Public Records Act for identifying information of minors participating in local government parks. The federal report and to committee substitute bill, which changes the title, unfavorable as the original bill. Committee substitute bill, calendar, original bill, unfavorable calendar. House Bill 1217, an act to adjust the boundaries of the town of Woodfin and the city of Asheville as requested by the governing boards of those municipalities, etc. Favorable report, calendar 36B. Senate Bill 231, a bill to be entitled an act requiring the interconnection of public water systems and wastewater systems to regional systems located in the same sub-basin when necessary to promote public health, protect the environment, and to ensure compliance with applicable rules, and to require the analysis and reasonable alternatives be done before constructing or altering a public water system or wastewater system. Federal is the House Committee Substitute, which changes the title, unfavorable as the Senate Committee Substitute Bill, House Committee Substitute Bill, Calendar, Senate Committee Substitute Bill, Unfavorable Calendar. Messages from the Senate. Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 612. Actually, I'm going to... Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 612, a bill to be entitled an act to direct the Program Evaluation Division to study and assess the leasing of property, rules, calendar, and operations of the House. Senate Bill 803, Committee Substitute, a bill to be entitled an act to make changes to administration of the state retirement systems, state personnel. Senate Bill 804, a bill to be entitled an act to make technical and conforming changes to statutes affecting the state retirement system, state personnel. Senate Bill 849, committee substitute bill to be entitled an act to amend the salary continuation laws to provide that only officers injured and incapacitated as a result of extreme activity in the course of performing their official duties receive a higher compensation rate for the 2-year period before reverting to the rates provided under the workers' compensation laws as recommended by the Joint Legislative Oversight Committee on Justice and Public Safety. Judiciary, favorable state personnel. Senate Bill 869, a bill to be entitled an act to remove the requirement that firefighters and rescue squad workers have 1 year of creditable service in order to qualify for disability retirement benefits under the local governmental employees retirement system for injuries incurred in the line of duty government and favorable state personnel. Senate Bill 888, committee substitute, a bill to be entitled an act to provide that metropolitan planning organizations and rural transportation planning organizations are subject to the State Government Ethics Act. as recommended by the Joint Legislative Transportation Oversight Committee, Government and Favorable Judiciary. Senate Bill 929, Committee Substitute. Bill to be entitled an act to revise the residency requirements for members of the Board of Trustees of a Fireman's Local Relief Fund, rules, calendar, and operations of the House. Two bills were reported from the Committee on Government. House Bill 1206 is determined that pursuant to House Rule 38B is required to be referred to the Committee on Finance, and the bill will be referred to the Committee on Finance. And House Bill 1217 will be referred to the Committee on Finance.